ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 13। स एषः आत्मा स्वपर इति अबुद्धिभिः दुरत्यया अनुक्रमणो निरूप्यते मुह्यन्ति यत् वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनः ब्रह्मादयः हि एषः भिनत्ति मे मतिम्। स एष आत्मा स्वपरेत्य अबुद्धबुद्धि स्वेष आत्मा स्वपरेत्य अबुद्धि दुरत्यया अनुक्रमणो निरूपते दुरत्यया अनुक्रमणो निरूप्यते मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनो मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनो ब्रह्मादयो येष भिनत्ति मे मतिम्। ब्रह्मादयो हि एष भिनत्ति मे मतिम् स एष आत्मा स्वपरत्य अबुद्धिभिः दुरत्ययानुक्रमणो निरूपते मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनो ब्रह्मादयो हि एष भिन्नति मे मतिम् स एष आत्मा स्वपरत्य अबुद्धिभिः दुरत्ययानुक्रमणो निरूप्यते मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनो ब्रह्मादयो हि एषा भिन्नति मे मतिम्। स एष आत्मा स्वपरेत्य बुद्धिभिः दुरत्ययानुक्रमणो निरूप्यते मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनो ब्रह्मादयो एषा भिन्नति मे मतिम्। Anybody else, ladies? Nobody? Saha, he, eshaha, this, atma, super soul situated in everyone's heart, swapara, this is my own business. And that is someone else. Iti, thus, abuddhibhi, by those who have such bad intelligence. Duratyaya, very difficult to follow. Anukramana, whose devotional service. Nirupyate, is ascertained by scriptures or the instructions of the spiritual master. Muhyanti, are bewildered. Yat, of whom. Vartmani, on the path. Vedavadinaha, the followers of Vedic instructions. Brahmadayaha, the demigods beginning from Lord Brahma. He, indeed, Eshaha, this one, Bhinnati, changes, me, my, Matim, intelligence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Persons who always think in terms of enemy and friend are unable to ascertain the super soul within themselves. Not to speak of them, even such exalted persons as Lord Brahma, who are fully conversant with the Vedic literature, are sometimes bewildered in following the principles of devotional service. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created this situation, has certainly given me the intelligence to take the side of your so-called enemy. Please repeat. Persons who always think in terms of enemy and friend are unable to ascertain the super soul within themselves. Not to speak of them, even such exalted persons as Lord Brahma, who are fully conversant with the Vedic literature, are sometimes bewildered in following the principles of devotional service. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created this situation, has certainly given me the intelligence to take the side of your so-called enemy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj admitted frankly, "My dear teachers, you wrongly think that Lord Vishnu is your enemy. But because he is favorable toward me, I understand that he is the friend of everyone. You may think that I have taken the side of your enemy, but factually he has bestowed a great favor upon me." Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshe Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is chapter 5, entitled as Prahlad Maharaj, the saintly son of Hiranyakashyapu. The earlier chapter, chapter 4th, was the Hiranyakashyapu terrorizes the world. Yesterday you heard sweet lecture from Loknath Maharaj, and we were there in his village in 78 Eravade, and Maharaj's previous name was Raghunath, so Srila Prabhupada gave him Loknath. I am not as sweet as Maharaj. He is known as one of the greatest kirtan singer in Bhagavatam, but I am just like, you can say, a crow or ass. But because of the order of Srila Prabhupada, I'm trying to present his teachings. Some devotees also observed that I am very nearest speaker. I don't cut jokes, I don't tell stories. Others, samrats, emperor of Bhagavata and Kirtan, I should try to follow them. So I just simply replied that my concern is to hear Srila Prabhupada, try to present before him, and whether audience like or don't like, that I don't want to think. I just doing as a service or to Srila Prabhupada as my responsibility. So this chapter 5 is a very important chapter, and in the beginning of this chapter Srila Prabhupada gave the summary, and which mentions many important points. First line says that Prahlad Maharaj did not carry out the orders of his teachers, for he was always engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu. So there are two types of teachers, mundane teachers and spiritual masters. So actually we are saying daily in the morning Nama Prad. The third one is to disobey the order of spiritual master. It is a great offense to disobey the order of the teacher, but that teacher which taking you towards Krishna, not that teacher who is taking you away from Krishna. We have the examples like Vibhishana, who was the brother of Ravana. He rejected his brother, or in other words, Ravana rejected him, but the cause was same, because Vibhishana, he was giving good instruction to Ravana that please go hand over to mother, to Lord Ram's mother Sita, but Ravana did not hear. Same thing, we have the example of Bali Maharaj. He rejected his spiritual master, or you can say Purohit, priest, Shukracharya. When Lord Vaman came for him, for asking for 3 steps of land, and Shukracharya told him, see, he is Lord Vishnu, don't give him, otherwise everything will be lost. He said, no, even if he is Lord Vishnu, he came as a beggar to my palace, so how can I refuse him? Then Shukracharya gave him curse, you are disobeying me? Okay, you will lose all your kingdom, everything, very shortly. Even then, so Bali Maharaj, he rejected his teacher, priest. Prahlad Maharaj is an example, he rejected his father. So, to disobey the order of his spiritual master means that teacher, that person who is taking you towards Krishna. Jake Priyana Rama Vaidehi, although I don't want to quote the author, but it means the person who doesn't become the lover of Radha Krishna or Sitaram, he should be rejected immediately. Or the person who does not take you towards Krishna. Vishyam Yojet Shatru, Ishtam Dharmena Yojet. Somebody may be relative from bodily point of view, but if he is engaging us towards sense gratification, vishay, then he is shatru, he is enemy. The words is spoken by Srila Prabhupada, the enemy and friend. Same thing, the person who is taking towards Krishna, he is real relative. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, this is gone. Is a real united nation, not the divided united nation. So
the teacher of Prahlad Maharaj, Shund and Amark, they were two sons of Shukracharya. And I was also in my previous profession was a teacher, or should I say they are cheater. In Kali Yuga there are few teachers, many cheaters. But I would try before starting my lecture to at least teach my student one shloka from Nectar of Instruction. And I said, you learn and I will listen to you tomorrow. And these shlokas are applicable to even students. Prabhupada mentioned purport also. Anybody who wants to become successful in the material world, he has to be enthusiastic with sahan, whether a student or a businessman, anyone who wants to be successful. So I say, okay, you want to become a good B.Tech, good engineers, so you should follow these the instructions of Upadeshamrita. Actually, we generally play here many times our Pitambara Prabhu knows the famous drama of boatman and professor. In fact, when I was in Glasgow, Edinburgh, we also played this drama in Mahavishnu Maharaj, who was a brahmachari, was a boatman. Then again at Allahabad, we did it. Fortunately, unfortunately, every time I have to become that doctor, professor. And I will try to convince him that no, your life is wasted, 25%, 50%, because you not studied mathematics, you don't know the wave mechanics. He said, no, I simply chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and do my duty, take the passenger from this side to that side. No, 75%. Then that storm came and they were in between the river. So boatman asked, my dear sir, do you know how to swim? He said, no, I don't know how to swim. He said, okay, I only wasted 75%, but you have wasted your 100% of your life. You don't know how to swim the river. So this material world is like ocean, bhava, sagar. And we should know how to swim. How? By taking the boat of lotus feet of Krishna, by taking his name. All great saintly persons, when they cross, for them, this material ocean becomes the print of calf, very small. So don't take the boat, they leave the boat and cross over the ocean. So that boat of holy name of Krishna is with us and we can take the advantage. Then further Prabhupada explained that Hiranyakashipu called Prahlad Maharaj one or two times, what we have learned. So Prahlad Maharaj replied that I have learned that Lord Vishnu is the only friend, and this concept of enemy and friend is the duality. Nobody is one's enemy or friend. He says in Bhagavad Gita, actually our mind is the enemy and mind also is the friend. If you could think of Krishna favorably, then mind becomes friend. And if we are thinking of sense gratification, then mind becomes enemy. Actually, again, to become devotee, as Hiranyakashipu is playing the part of typical part of the material father, many devotees, they took to Krishna consciousness in spite of opposition from their parents. Even today, I was seeing the letter on Srila Prabhupada table of Gopal Krishna Maharaj. He got initiation in 1969 in May, but his parents, they were very upset. They wrote to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, you try to convince your parents, you're not doing any wrong thing. And even if they don't accept, then it's not necessary to disclose them everything about your spiritual life. He said, okay, being an honest son, you informed your parents, but if they are not very favorable, so we don't have to be Satyavadi Harishchand. We have to be, because to serve Krishna, diplomacy is devotional service. We see in the life of Sanatan Goswami, Hussain Shah imprisoned him. When they say, we are not interested in your worldly affairs, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, one was finance minister, one was home minister. So Rupa Goswami was allowed to retire. So Sanatana Goswami said, no, you work, I totally depend upon you. But he said, no, he stopped going to the king's court. He was hearing Bhagavatam with the pandits at your house. Then he was in prison. They told jail keeper, please make me free. I'll go to Makkah. The jail keeper was Muslim. He said, I am going to Makkah. And I have done so many good things to you when I was the minister. Please do. And I have left some gold coins. I will give you. So in this Sanatana Goswami, similarly Raghunath Das Goswami, when he fled one or two times to Jagannath Puri, their parents became very cautious. They always kept one guard so that he could not run. Even they got married, a wife beautiful like angels. But Raghunath Das Goswami, because he was attached to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not be stopped. So again, he played a trick to his guard that I am going to my priest house. Yadunandana Acharya was his family priest. So please let me, I'm not running. I got something to discuss with him. So you don't need to come, it's a confidential topic. And house was very near, so God said, okay, come within 5 minutes. So he said, okay, he went there, and from the back door, he fled to Jagannath Puri. So that diplomacy to serve Krishna, also Prabhupada said that until and unless we are very advanced, we should not try for that. But still, in emergency, if, for example, Maharaj was also, he was locked up 2 times. First he came to Bombay, he became Loknath Maharaj, then his family members came, took him back, but he wanted to come to Bombay festival. He was locked up, for some other he got the key, and then he ran away from the house and then never. Even when we went to 78, he was already sannyasi, so he didn't go to his house. He was staying in his field and like that. So fortunately, there were also in West, we faced this problem. They hired deprogrammers, because the parents of devotees, they accused us that we are brainwashing them and they are not even mature. They are less than 18 years, 16 years. The deprogrammers mean just like what we call in India, give supali to kill someone or to kidnap. So their aim was, their main aim was to kidnap Srila Prabhupada. So if you kidnap the founder, all problems will be solved. I remember in London, in 76, 75, we were told to guard his room whole night. I was given one service also to guard his room. So whole night I will wake up, attend Mangala Arati, and then take rest. So that was chance I could hear Srila Prabhupada translating. Just in the night, I'll just put my ear outside his door, just translate that from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this way, so many problems. I also, although my father, grandfather, they were devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and I got permission from my father to take initiation. But as natural, mother was hesitant that now she has lost his son, he's now going to leave the world. But ultimately, Srila Prabhupada, so I also didn't find any problem from my parents actually. I was so fortunate, they met Srila Prabhupada here. So it's by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are coming in this line. So anybody who helps us in this connection, is our, the word used in the shloka is Vartmani. There are 3 types of gurus: Shiksha Guru, or instructing spiritual master, then Diksha Guru, initiating spiritual master, and also we have Vartna Pradarshak Guru. Vart means path, one who is taking towards that path. Also we have Chaitya Guru, super soul, is within our heart, he dictates us what to do. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj was our second time again, and he took Prahlad Maharaj in his lap, and he asked, yes, now what you learn? Same reply was there, so he became very angry. He said, the person, Lord Vishnu, Vishnu has killed my elder brother, Hiranyaksh, and you are such a strange boy that you are becoming the devotee of your greatest enemy, family enemy. So he threw them on the floor and said, Tikhun, to and kill them. In this way, he tried so many times to kill Prahlad Maharaj, but by Lord Vishnu's mercy, even when he will go to school, fourth time also they tried. And their teacher also asked, that from where you learned this thing? I never taught you. Prabhupada is telling in summary, they taught us him politics, economics, so many mundane things. So this conversation presently is Prahlad Maharaj replying his teacher, that how he got the mercy by his mercy of his spiritual master. So there are many words, although Sri Prabhupada gave very long purport to the shloka number 12. I don't know how much Maharaj covered yesterday, and you will see if we get the time. So this first word is Atma. Atma, soul, but here Sri Prabhupada translates it as a super soul. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya's philosophy of Achintya Bheda Ved Tattva, inconceivably one and different. Sometimes even Narad Muni addresses Bhagwan or Vyas Dev, Parashar Muni, but that only indicates that we are qualitatively one with Krishna, not from the quantity point of view. So we know the dimension of Atma, 1/10,000 tip of the hair, such a minute dimension. And also you cannot see, no matter how powerful microscope we have. We have got not so many microscope, field line microscope, scanning microscope. You can see within the atom, within the electrons, positron, neutrons, but you cannot see the soul. So what to talk of super soul? That's why Lord incarnates as deity, as archa vigraha. You can see from our gross eyes. You can decorate Krishna, you can offer him prasadam. We don't see he's eating, he's taking, but he's eating prasadam and returning for his devotees. His eating and our eating is quite different. He can eat from his eyes, he can hear from his nose, but we can do only one function from one sense. That's why he is Satchidananda Vigraha. His body and his soul is non-different. Sat Chit Ananda. And our body is completely opposite. So Atma, and again in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are so many shlokas. Vasansi Jinanyatha Vihaya Menam Shastrani Chidanti. All the qualities. So we can see the soul only by its effect. Consciousness. Something happened, you're conscious of that. Something happened, you're conscious of that. I think in about 20-30 years back, this in USSR, they tried to make an experiment. They encased a dying man within a glass. They wanted to see that when he dies, what happens, how the soul. But although they are monitoring the things, the time of death, they could not see anything, but they simply find a small crack within that glass box. The soul left miracle. So that the soul you cannot see from the microscope, but we just like injection, you give a drop of injection, that injection medicine is spread all over your body. Similarly, the consciousness is spread all over the body because of the soul. As soon as soul leaves, you can burn your body, you can dig the body. No protest from eyes, ears or hand. So that is the Atma Shabda. And Abuddhibhi, a bad intelligence. So how we define good intelligence and bad intelligence? The most important is the food. Vishair anna khai dushta hailo man. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that we take the prasadam from the a person who is engaged in pound, shilling, pence or rupees and pence. Then our mind also becomes wicked. When your mind becomes wicked, dushta, you cannot remember Krishna. Krishna smriti bina nishpala jivan. Here the example of Bhishma Pitama. He is one of the 12 authorities of Mahajan Dharma. But because he was taking food from Duryodhan, he could not stop the insult of Draupadi. So that is an example of how our mind becomes wicked. He knew injustice was going on, but because he was eating the food from Duryodhan came, he could not refuse, he could not stop them. It's a very common saying, jaisa khao ann, vaisa bane man. Whatever you eat, you also think of the same thing. Also from science, it has been proved that brain tissues and brain cells are formed what you eat. You are eating today, and after, there's science, I'm going, after 27th or 28th day, that will be transformed into the thing. So that is the brain tissues and brain cells, what we eat. That's why you got so many restrictions, that you have to eat from sattvic food in the mode of goodness. In fact, prasadam is beyond mode of goodness. Srila Prabhupada wrote in me a letter that we are training our students which is beyond to become Brahman, beyond the mode of goodness, because they are Vaishnav, devotees of Krishna. Brahman is a part of Varnashram, Brahman Shruti Shudra, but Vaishnava is beyond Brahman. You become Vaishnava and then you can act according to propensity as a Brahman to worship deity, as a Vaishya, to do business, making life members, as a Kshatriya, administrator, temple commander. So this is natural. In Gurukul also we see the boys, they have got different tendencies. Although they are devotee, some likes to just do the repairing work of electrical things, so it means you got tendency of that. So this actually buddhi is what we eat, intelligence is there, and Krishna is also directing us. If you do any wrong work, immediately super soul says you should not do, but we overhear and we do it. We see nobody is seeing it. First of all, super soul is seeing. In Bhagavad Gita we have a picture of two birds sitting on one tree, Jivatma and Paramatma. Jivatma is eating the fruit and Paramatma is just witnessing. And Sakshi and Anumanta, he is giving permission also. Ultimately Krishna is a supreme controller and we are tiny controller. He is supreme independent Swarat and we are small independent. That's why in the last of Bhagavad Gita he says, Itechasi tatha kuru. Arjuna, I have told you everything. Now it's up to you. What is your desire? You do it. So he never interferes in our minute independence. We can become devotee. Similarly, there are other words. Durataya, you know that shloka. Daivyesha gulumayi mam maya durataya. Same meaning. It's difficult. Anukramana means to follow. Here Srila Prabhupada translates as devotional service. Devotional service is also the following the footsteps of great Acharya, spiritual master and Krishna. Tat tat karma pravartanat sato vritte, Upadeshamrita says. Sarvopadhe vinamuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha senam bhakti vichite. Ya Krishna anushilanam. Anushilan, same thing, to follow. So we can think of Krishna favorably and also unfavorably. Thinking of Krishna is maybe Krishna consciousness, but it has to be in a favorable manner. Because Kansa, Jarasandha, even Ravan, they were always thinking of Krishna or Rama, but their thinking was they were not treated as a devotee. They were treated as demons because their thinking was unfavorable. They wanted to kill Krishna. So we have to think Krishna favorably. Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. He was born in a Brahmin's family, plus rishis. Jarasandha, he was a very great devotee of Brahmins. He will do puja, worship for so many hours. And it was his woe that after his prayer, when he come out, he will give Brahmins to anything they want. Brahman will form a queue and he will ask, what do you want, what do you want? Same thing, so Lord Krishna, Arjuna and Bhim, same. They dressed up as a Brahman. They went to Magad in Bihar and they asked for Jarasandha. So Jarasandha also was a great Brahmana devotee, but he was treated as a demon because he opposed Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu. So in this way, there are many words like Muhyanti. First shloka says, 111 of Bhagavatam, Muhyanti yat Surya, Janmadhyasyotanvayad. So, person, great person, they get bewildered. As Srila Prabhupada explains in translation, even Lord Brahma is also one of the Mahajan, the Brahma Vimohan Leela. And also, Lord Brahma ran towards his daughter. That comes in mention. So that's not that he's under the Maya, but that's to teach us. It comes in Bhagavatam also. One should not sit in seclusion with his own daughter, mother and sister. The senses are so strong. So I'll just tell you one story because time is coming. One disciple and spiritual master, so when they read this shloka from Bhagavatam, so his guru said, this is very important. You have to be very, you are brahmachari and you should have to. He said, oh, he thought it could be for general, but I am very strong brahmachari. How could I be affected? So he asked his guru, he said, okay, I will tell you how you will get affected. So in the night time, his guru, he came as a woman, knocked his door, open, open. It was raining, midnight. He said, no, I cannot open. Who are you? Well, I am just a poor lady. I forgot my path. Please open. I cannot open it. You come in the morning. I am a brahmachari. No, please have a mercy upon me. I will just leave in the morning. Please, you are a religious person. You should be merciful to me. Ultimately, he opened the door. And then, gradually, as the night passed, his mind began to dread. So he said, okay, one thing, I am going out, you lock the door from inside and don't open even if I say anything. She said, okay. So he was knocking, please open. She did not open. Then from roof he jumped down, and when he opened the uncovered the lady, that was his spiritual master. So now you know why you told you, why Bhagavatam said like that. So our senses are very strong. Similarly, that's why we should do our devotion. You can see these small rishis, their circumambulation of Srila Prabhupada. Nowadays, in his childhood, senses are very strong, we control them. As we become old, many people say, oh, when we become 60 years, when we become 65 years, then we'll take up devotional service. First guarantee, no guarantee we are going to live for 65 years or not. Next moment, just finish. And then, whole life, what we have done, how do you expect to remember Krishna at the time of death? The very greatest test what we have done. That is Krishna consciousness. At the time of death, all your entire activities, they come in front of your eyes like a movie. So if you are done nonsense things throughout your life, how can you expect to think of it? That's why we are training from childhood. Kaumarache Pragyo, Prahlad Maharaj's Updesh is for us. So, again, I think there are so many words. Purport is not very long, but as I say, about Lord Brahma and Matim, this is also very important. Intelligence. Lord Bhishma, Prabhupada gave one lecture in London about Lord Bhishma's day of prayer, and he said, Sapati Pachaya Vijitra Ramyam Sa Partha Sarthi Ratim Mamastu. The person who is the chariot driver of Arjuna and his lotus feet, my intelligence may be fixed up. So that is very important. From Smriti, from Krishna also, this remembrance comes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met some Vatacharya, he was that time the Mayavadi, so Namo Narayan. Generally, Mayavadi Sanasi says Namo Narayan, means you are also Narayan, so I am offering to you. But Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Charan Mati Masti. Your intelligence may be fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. From that, he could know he is a Vaishnava Sannyasi. Although Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshava Bharati. So this actually also, and in fact, the translation says, enemy or friend. So nobody is enemy or nobody is friend. If we think of the spiritual level, but if we think of on the terms of bodily concept, dehatma buddhi, then somebody is very dear, somebody is becomes enemy. So in this way, the purport also Srila Prabhupada said, a teacher is saying that He is the friend of everyone. So Krishna says same thing, Bhoktaram Yaktapasam Sarvaloka Maheshram Srudam Sarabhutanam Yatta Mam Shanti Ucchati. Srudam Sarabhutanam. Krishna is the well-wisher, friend of everyone. How we can get the favor of everyone? Great favor upon me, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, because of his spiritual master. Narad Muni taught him. Narad Muni even taught Prahlad Maharaj when he was in womb of his mother, Kayadhu. Indra was going to kill her. He said, no. Leaving, he took to his ashram. He taught them when he was within the womb. And so that's why, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. So the want to get favor of Krishna, you have to please the spiritual master. Brahmanda brahmita kona bhagyavane jeev, Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata. By mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru, and by mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. So we should try to approach spiritual master in a humble attitude. Tad vidhi pralipatena, 434 says Bhagavad Gita, pariprashnena svevaya. Humbly we can inquire, not to see, not to challenge, not to see how much my Guru knows, let me test him. Not in challenging attitude, but in humble way. Again one story I went with, so there are two wrestlers, one was old man Ustad, other was his disciple. So he said, if you could defeat my Ustad, I will be more famous. So he said, why are you after me, I'm an old man, I taught you everything, please go and challenge someone else. No, I want to challenge you. He declared the entire city, there's a wrestling between me and that my Ustad, and see I am going to defeat. So the day of wrestling, both came, and immediately his Guru had a one trick which he never taught to his disciple, and immediately fell on the ground. So he said, that's why for that day I kept this trick, because the stupid disciples like you, they have to be taught by this method. So we should always remain humble to our spiritual master, we want to learn. Guru Murya Murkhdai Kalila Shasan Murkhtumi Tumanahi Vedanta Adhikar Krishna Mantra Japasada Ehi Mantra Sa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us. His spiritual master thought, oh, you are fool number one. You don't read Vedanta. You will go no right in Vedanta, although he was a great Pandit. But you just always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Krishna Mantra Japasada Ehi Mantra Sa. In this way, we should always remain fool if we want to learn something from our spiritual master. And that's why we have his mercy and try to please him. So I'm sorry I took about 5 minutes extra. So any one question or comment we can take. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Thank you.